Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Vav. So I'm going to go back to Mishnah Ayin Hey and Aleph. I just want to review what we need for today's Daf, and since we have so much time, and then we'll go on for today. Okay, let me just do on the Mishnah Ayin Hey and Aleph 75a in the Mishnah. Everybody have a place, okay? So it says Manitin Ha'omer Leishto. If a man says to his wife, he's about to take a trip to California. Is there any darim you take while I'm away? He says, I'm confirming them now. Ahead of time, I'm confirming any darim you take. So lo amar klum. So the Tana Mishnah says that's a nullity. That statement is a nullity. And it's a nullity because the Torah only says that you can be mekayim neder that exists. So the fact that you can become a neder the way the Ram takes it, that exists, that doesn't mean you can become a neder that does not yet exist. In other words, a neder that exists is stronger than a neder that does not yet exist. So if I can become a neder that exists, doesn't mean I can become a neder that does not yet exist. And then the Rush has a different svara. The Rush wants to say, or not wants to say, he says, that it's the idea he may come to regret being become a neder. So it would be like a kiyum b'talus. So in lomar klum, but Harehe Mufarin, if conversely he says, I'm revoking your Nadarim ahead of time. So Reb Lezer Meir Mufar, Reb Lezer says that is Mufar, but Chachamim remain a Mufar. The Chachamim say it's not. And here the Sfar goes the opposite from what we learned before in the Ran. In other words, the Torah says that he can revoke an existing Nadar. So if you can revoke an existing Nadar, which is stronger, certainly you should be able to revoke a Nadar that does not yet exist, that's weaker. This is the opposite as far as we said by the key in the netter. So let's just do a few more lines, and then we'll do a little bit in the Ram, and then we'll go on. So Amar Reb Lezer, we're in the Mishnah, in Hayam and Aleph for latecomers. Amar Reb Lezer, in Hefer Nadarim Shabbat Lefal Isur. So Tana Reb Lezer says, if a person can revoke Nadarim that are already in existence, they're already, full of prohibition, Hefer Nadarim Shabbat Lefal Isur, can he be made for Nadarim who have not yet arisen to a state of Isur? So Amrulo, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer, Harehu Omer, says, yeah, you have a good Kabachomer, but the Pasuk says, Yishai Kimenu Vishai Ferenu, that her husband will be Makayim the Nadarim, will confirm the Nadarim, Vishai Ferenu, her husband will revoke the Nadarim. Et Shabalachol Hekim, Balachol Hefer. So the Gemara, it's a Hekesh. So that, a Neder that he could be Makayim is a Neder that he could revoke. If he can't confirm it, I saw one of the questions they had in one of the notes was that why don't they say the opposite? Why don't we say that now that the svara is nota that he, according to Reb Lezer, the Kalvachomer is he should be able to be made for it. Why don't we just say Pumfaker that if he can be made for it, the Heke should teach me that he could be Makayim it. In other words, Hekesh is teaching me an equivalency between Hakam and Hafara. So we should do it the other way around. So I don't have an answer to that, but let me just do two lines in the row. Is somebody had, no, working around. One sentence, somebody had it, but the one second. Let me see what's going on. Yeah, so this is Tosos Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Karen Ora. He says, and there are answers proposed by the Shalmei Nedarim and the Parsha Nedarim. See so the Seals of the Rosh Hashanah. It's in footnote 16 on 75a2. Okay, let me just do a little bit in the Ran and then we'll go on. Okay, so let me see what I have here. Okay. Okay, I think we're okay. Oh, wait. And then this one Ran, he says, Loba Lefal Hefer. In the Ram, so I'm 10 lines to the bottom. The Afagav Dika Kavachomer, in other words, come and say, yeah, you have a Kavachomer, Bal Korcha Hekishana Kavachomer. But, we have sins of Hekesh as well. The Hekesh will overcome the Kavachomer. Okay, who's any questions? Let me do two more lines and we'll take some questions, okay? And now the Gemara says, the question was asked in the base Medrash, this is 2 lines to the bottom, and I name it all 75a. Yibayilahu, the Reb Lezer, Mechel Kalin Ubatalin. According to Tana Reb Lezer, in other words, he makes this sort of blunderbuss revocation before he goes on vacation. So now does it mean any neder the wife makes, does it start and then get immediately revoked, or does it even start? Is the bible who Rav Lezer may fell chal and ubetalin? So are they chal and then they get revoked? Or dimalo chal and chal? Maybe they never even start up. So the mind nafkamina, what's the difference whether they start a little bit or they never start at all? Either way, I don't have a neder. So the top line on the day is going to add piece akrina baday nidra. If somebody linked their neder to this neder, so the example would be, let's say the wife says in his absence that Harani Nazira, I'm a Nazira. And then somebody says, you know, and Ba'ani, somebody says, I'm like her. So if it's totally, if it never existed, so the second person not a Nazir, but if it did exist, then he is. He says, Iyamid Khalin, who, Khalin, have it to be Sutab, then it's linked. Iyamid Lo Khalin, Lo Yikamishasha. He says, my. So otherwise not. Okay, let me just do a few lines in the run, and we'll be okay. So an Amud Aleph. So 10 lines at the bottom in the Ra'an. So Gemara, the Rav Lezer Mecha Chalin Ubetalin. So according to the Tan Rav Lezer, the Nedarim, do they take effect when they become Batel? But Rav Lezer Damar Basi Mecha Nidre Kodom Shitidur, Yimrin and Dotan Nedarim Shinadra Lakar Hafar Chayli, the Afar Loma Akba Behu. We say that they did take effect. He says, Umiyu Basi Lumiyad, and they immediately get sort of revoked. Odilma Lo Chayli Klal, Kim Shir Lakom Shinadra. The Ak is Sakhmina Bade Nidra, when Shinadra Hibanazir, she took an edit to be an Azira, Ubakir Ba'amar Vanikamo, and somebody sound like her, Yabit Chaylin, and Batalin have a Tisuta. Then in Heat the Batil Humiyad, even though they can Batel right away, Apilu Hachi came into Chayli, since it did have a begin, in other words, it had a little life to it, this Neder, Matimakis, who a person could link to it, the Chi Amar Vanikamoa, when a person says that I'm like her, this is what the second person says, Harini Nazira, the Kamar. It's talking about the statement, Harini Nazira. So it means if there was a neder and a person says, I'm like her, so then that has some meaning to it. But if there's never a neder, I'm like her, she was never a Nazira, so it's a zero. Okay, yeah, okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we just did in the Mishnah and the two lines of the Gemara? Any questions?
Doesn't have to be the husband.
No. Yeah, the husband's on his trip. So it means anybody could say it. Everybody could do that. Okay? All right. Nice to have everybody here. I see nobody's showing themselves. Everybody's doing like black here. I like to see Talmidim. All right. But it is what it is. All right. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. All right. So that's the question. That's
you're also black. Just so you know, you're also black.
Oh, well, I don't know why that is. Let me see what's doing this. Let me see what I can do with this. I'm going to suppress something. Let me speak to my IT person.
I don't see you.
All right, we're working on it. There you go. Good. Wait, hold on. How do I get everybody back on the screen? Then? Didn't look to have the stuff on the bottom before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I think better. That's me. Okay, can you see me now? Okay, one minute. Here, this one. Okay, now. How about now? But I
have
the background. I don't know what the background is all about.
Background, no? Background. There you go.
All right. Now, how is it? Yeah. Okay. So now, can you see me? Ruth? Ruth?
I see you.
Yeah, okay. Ruth, can you see me now, Ruth? Okay, wonderful. Okay, but I can't see Malka. Okay, let's get further in the Gemara. Okay, so now, Ron, I am Haman Bays. I'll go to the proof at the end, bottom of the Amud. Page 150, 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom. Okay, so Tashma. So Gemara is trying to bring a proof as to whether Reb Lezer holds him to the neder is chal or not, and we're going to try to extrapolate it from the give and take in the Brisa between the Chachamim and Reb Lezer. Okay, so be patient. So Tashma, Amrulo the Reb Lezer, the Chachamim's neder. Now again, Reb Lezer holds that a person could do an anticipatory revocation of the Darim, and the Chachamim hold he can't. So Tashma, Amrulo the Reb Lezer, the Chachamim says Reb Lezer, Umam mikvah shemala ratzmei mitmatan. You have a mikvah is matayr. If somebody's tame, they go into the mikvah, and then become tahor. One second. Let me. Yeah, I gotta mute everybody about this. One second. Where is? There, we got it. He says, "I'm a little bit of a my mikvah shemala ratzmei mitmatan a matzil al torah min latame." It doesn't. Like, there's two ways to understand this. It doesn't immunize somebody from becoming Tamei, or it could be like this. There's two ways the Rishonim have it. It means that if a person's in a mikveh and he's touching a dead sheretz, he still becomes Tamei. So even though it means like this. So even though, in other words, if a person is Tamei, so the mikveh is mentire him. But the mikveh doesn't stop it. In other words, if it's already chal, the mikveh takes away the tumah. But the mikveh doesn't stop it from being chal. The mikveh doesn't stop the tumah from beginning altogether. So that's one malach. So he says, now, when we say that he's tamei in the mikveh, so what's this nafkamina that he becomes tamei in the mikveh? He's in the mikveh anyway. Let's go with the dead sheretz. So one nafkamina would be, which I saw in the Masifta, they put in from the Rashash, is that, let's say, whether he has to wait for Harek Shemesh. In other words, if he was never Tamei, let's say he was never Tamei, went into a mikveh, now he touches the dead sheretz in the mikveh. So if now he becomes Tamei, and he's in the mikveh, but now he has to wait till nightfall, till he's Tahor, but otherwise not. But the halacha is, he says, the other way to learn would be, which is the way other Rishonim learn, is it means he's not immunized from Tara, from Tumah in the future. But either way, let's take it the first way. So again, so I'm a little bit of a mikvah shemala ratzmei mitumatan. A mikvah, it totally revokes existing Tumah. He says, eimatzila torah milatame, but it doesn't stop incipient Tumah. That's the opposite of what Reb Lezer was saying, right? Reb Lezer says, if I could revoke an existing netter, certainly I could revoke one that does not exist. Here by Tumen Tara, the Gemara is saying the opposite, that the mikvah is powerful enough to revoke existing Tuma, but it's not, it can't stop an incipient Tuma from beginning. He says, Shemala Tumen Tumen Mesila Tumen Tamei, but Adam Shemala Tumen Tumatan, if I assume that that's the model, but a person is not Mala Tumen Tumatan, but a person swallows a Tamei ring and then, regurgitates it, so it's still Tamei. The Tamei ring doesn't lose its Tumah. So Kavachomer, he shouldn't be able to protect something which is Tahor from becoming Tamei. Meaning, let's say he swallows a Tahor ring and he enters a room with Tumah. So he certainly should not be able to save it from. Wait, you cannot. You have to wait a few minutes, okay? So he says here. One second. Right. But the halacha is, it is shielded from tumor. In other words, the halacha is that if a person swallows the ring, it's this would be Tahora Balua, and it is protected. So in other words, the two halachot contradict one another. Let's go over again once more. Okay, so again, the sod that we had from Reb Lezer was that if I can revoke something that exists, I certainly can revoke something that doesn't exist, because something that exists is stronger than something that does not yet exist. So the Gemara says mikvah is the opposite. By mikvah, the mikveh is metahir, the person who is tamei already, but the mikveh cannot prevent somebody from becoming tamei. So that works out the opposite way around. We would expect, in other words, according to the malach that Reb Lezer had, if it's strong enough to destroy something that exists already, certainly strong enough to stop it from beginning, but it doesn't work that way with mikveh. But wait, one second. But on the other hand, this is what the Chachamim propound to the Tanya Reb Lezer. He says, but if I take that as a source, we have a converse halacha. We have a person is not male tumam tatara. In other words, if a person swallows a tummy ring and then he regurgitates it, that ring does not become tahor. It remains tummy. But notwithstanding that, in other words, from the mikvah it comes out, the mikvah can only destroy existing tumah. It can't destroy incipient tumah. But with the person, it's just the opposite. If the person swallows the tummy ring and then regurgitates it, it doesn't become tahor. But if a person swallows a tahor ring and walks into the Ohel HaMeit and then walks out of the Ohel HaMeit and then regurgitates that ring, the ring is tahor. So it's just the opposite. So there it does work. But the point being that they're both, in other words, they're both sort of both halachot contradict one another. Meaning we can't deduce a kav v'chomer based. This is what the Chachamim are saying to Reb Lezer. We can't make a kav v'chomer the fact that a person has a right to revoke an existing neder doesn't necessarily carry through. Then he can revoke an incipient neder that's coming out. So he says Shema Mina. Now, but the Gemara, but that's their argument. But the part that we're trying to extrapolate is within Reb Lezer Shita. Does Reb Lezer hold that the neder is chal or not chal? So the Gemara wants to say, from what the Chachamim say to Reb Lezer, they say on one argument they say Ein Matzil Torah Min Tame. It doesn't save a tahor in the first part with the person in the mikvah. It doesn't save a tahor person from not becoming tame. And the second part, it's Ein Odin Shlo Yatzil Torah Min Tame. The person shouldn't be able, if I follow through the mikvah model, so it shouldn't protect the tahor being the tame. But from those two statements, it sounds like that the Tana is, it sounds like that since that's the argument they're propounding to Reb Lezer, it sounds like within Reb Lezer that the neder is not chal at all. In other words, because they're saying to him, in the case with the mikvah, In other words, the case of the mikveh is that we would expect the tumah not even to be chal on the person, based on what you're saying. We'd expect the tumah not to be chal on the person. But that proves that he holds it's not chal. In other words, Reb Lezer, the Shitato, holds not even chal. And then conversely, the case with the ring, they say the case with the ring is we would expect that the ring should do the other Shlo Yatzil HaTorah Min HaTameh, we'd expect the ring should become tame, but it's immune from tuma. So that also seems to say that it's not, nothing is chal with it. Nothing was chal. Shmuel on the island. Okay, 1 minute. We'll do a few more lines. We'll be okay. All right. Let me stop here for a minute. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Here, let me read a line from the article. Okay. So the article says like this. This is number 16 at the end. It says, hence the sages argue that Reb Lezer's line of reasoning is flawed, as we see the law differs from case to case. A mikvah is capable of removing tuma, but incapable of shielding from tuma, whereas a person's body is capable of shielding from tuma, but incapable of removing from tuma. But the point is that we're talking about like shielding, in other words, that it never gets off the ground, whatever was taking place. In other words, the person shouldn't be tame at all but in the mikvah, but he is tame, or the person's shielding the ring, he is shielding the ring, and the ring never becomes tame. But for those things, he says, a mikvah is capable of removing tumah, and capable of shielding from tumah. First body is capable of shielding from tumah, and capable of removing tumah. Thus, you cannot decide the matter on the basis of a kav v'chomer. So anyway, so then he says in 17, when the fact the rabbis counted Reb Lezer's kav v'chomer by using the argument that the person's body shields, i.e. prevents the tower ring from contracting tumah, whereas a mikvah does not shield the tower from contracting tumah, it is evident that Reb Lezer means cement staying, thus his prior revocation prevents the wife's future vows from taking effect altogether. Okay, that's what the Gemara thinks. Okay, who's a question that comes to us? Anything we did?
Started talking about mikvah, swallowing. Do we not have to be mixing passion with money? That's not really the same.
Why not?
Just the idea of change of status.
Yeah.
Whether something's hot, generally.
Yeah, but in other words, the overarching principle that Reb Lezer has, if something is chal, it's harder to undo it than preventing something from being chal. That's no. Sure, but that's his principle. So the Chachamim have that argument against him. So it means like this, that they all agree on the halachot. In other words, that's a given. They all agree on the halachot. But from the question that they're saying to Reb Lezer, it sounds like that their understanding of Reb Lezer is that no, it's not chal. That's the way it sounds like. So then on the top line of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Aim is safer, but let's go to the safer of the price though. I'm going to go to Reb Lezer. Chachamim had a further argument for Reb Lezer. In Matilin Kli Tame Litahir, if you be Tobela Tame Kalin in order to make the Tahor, Yadil Kli Tahor Lashi Tame Litahir. So would you say that I should be Tobela a Kalin that's Tahor, so that when it becomes Tame, it'll become Tahor? In other words, I could, anticipatory Tahara. So that shmamina chayling, that sounds like it is chal. In other words, if I say the keli, so then when the keli becomes tame, it will become tahor. That sounds like that it is chal. So the Gemara says so shmamina chayling. So Amri, they said in the base medrash on line 3 and 9, Vav Amud Aleph 76a. So Amri, Rabbanan lo kain lahom betami Reb Lezer. The Chachamim weren't sure what Reb Lezer holds about this. This is what they were saying to Reb Lezer. My sfirlach, what do you hold? He sfirlach the chaylin ubetaylin. If you hold that indeed the netter is chal and then becomes batel, to be kli, it's yuvta. So then you'll use the kli argument. In other words, it's like a person tobeling a kli so that it should not become tame in the future. Elo sfirlach the chaylin, if you hold that the netter is never chal, to be mikvah to yuvta. So you go to the mikvah situation, and then that'll be like saying that it should be a shield or whatever, but that's their argument. So the point is, we don't have proof one way or the other from this brisa. Let's try one more proof, and then we'll have a proof. So Tashma, so we're quoting from another brisa. Amar lehem Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says to the Chachamim, umazroin tameim. If I have zroin that are tamei, means it could be like wheat or beans, and they're tamei. Came to zroin bekarka torim. Once I plant them in the ground, they become tahor. If I take wheat, it's tame, I plant it, now it's growing, now it becomes tahor. Zeruim va'omdim lo kol shekein. So certainly, plants that are already growing should not be mekabel tuma. So shvamina lo chaylin. That sounds like it's not chal at all. That sounds like from that it was not chal, because if they have the plant that's growing, it's not mekabel tuma, and that's the argument that Reb Lezer makes. Okay, so that indeed is the way the Gemara ends up. Lo chaylin says, now, who's meaningless? What?
Ba'ani.
What's Ba'ani?
Statement of Ba'ani.
Yeah, right. That's what we think. We'll see in a minute. Now, the Gemara says, for Rabbanan, lo dorshi kavachomer. So the Gemara is trying to say, don't the Chachamim learn a kavachomer like this? What's wrong with the kavachomer? In other words, so now the Gemara is going to propound a similar kavachomer, the Chachamim are dorish. Ba'atanya, we learned the Braisa. I might have thought, now again, when a person in the Chumash in Parshat Mishpatim can sell his daughter as an Ama Ivriya. So she's owned by the person, by the master. And then when she has Simanim, she goes free. Or the master can be Mekadisher. So we're going to have this in Kiddushin. So he says here, I might have thought a man can sell his daughter when she's a Nara. That's when she already has Simanim. She's already over the age of 12. So Amri Kavachomer. So the Kavachomer is going to shlug that up. Mechura Kavar Yotza. If a woman was already, young girl was sold already, she goes free. Ein Mechura Eino Din Shloti Mecher. So if she wasn't sold, so Kavachomer, you can't sell her. If she goes free, you can't sell her. So we think that's a similar type of Kavachomer to Reb Lezer, meaning if a certain thing was chal, if simanim undo an existing sale of the girl, certainly simanim prevent the sale from even getting started. That's a similar idea. So turn page on the top line on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. So in Ba'amad Darshi Kavachomer. No, there's nothing wrong with the Kavachomer. The Chachamim, the Gemara didn't understand this originally. Now the Gemara, the Chachamim they're all involved with Reb Lez's Kavachomer. B'shani hacha damakra yishai kimenu b'shai yifeirenu. But the difference is that we have this pasuk, the hekesh. It's shabalach al hekim, balach al hefer. It's lo balach al hekim, lo balach al hefer. So the chamim, they like the Kavachomer, but they say the hekesh overrides the Kavachomer. That's the whole nekuda hamachlokes. Okay, now wait 1 minute. You see what I have here? 1 second. Let's see. All right. Now, this is from the Al Hadaf. He says the halach follows the chachamim who assert that hafara is not valid if it is performed prior to the pronouncement of the neder. For example, if a husband declares any neder that my wife makes tomorrow should be void, his declaration is not effective since it precedes the neder. Okay, that's the way that comes out. Now, he has another piece here, which I'll read, and we'll see how this goes. So he says, it emerges from the Gemara on Petet and Tzadi that the key factor is that the Hafar precedes the pronouncement of the Neder, but it need not precede the Chal of HaNeder, the times the Neder takes effect. In other words, when we say, I can't do the Hafara before the Neder, it means I can't have a Hafara before my wife pronounces the Neder. But I can pronounce the Hafara before the Neder is effective. For example, if a woman declares this item should become forbidden to me 30 days from now. In other words, the wife says, 30 days from now, apples will be prohibited to me. He says, the husband can immediately nullify the neder, even though it's not due to take effect until 30 days. But she said the neder. I heard her say the neder, so I could be made for it. He says, the Bach explains that in this case, the husband is permitted from hafara, even before the neder takes effect, because it's essential to perform hafara on the day that he hears the neder. The clock goes when I hear the neder. If he fails from hafara on that day, he forfeits the right to nullify the neder, and therefore in this case, he can perform hafara upon learning the neder, even when the neder takes effect. Rabbi Kiva Eger deduces from the words of the Bach that the day that the husband hears such a neder is considered as Yom Shamo, even if it's prior to the time the neder takes effect. The Bach indicates that the husband cannot delay the hafara till the time the neder takes effect, rather, he must perform hafara on the day that he hears the neder. Rosh Yosef is also of the opinion that the husband must perform hafara on the day he hears the neder, even if the neder has not yet taken effect. The Ritva in Ksubos and Nunten, however, implies to the contrary, that it is possible for the husband to delay hafara on hearing such a neder until the time that the neder actually takes effect. All right, but you have a little bit with that. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Let me get you over here. What do you got for me, Fern? What did I leave out? I read that. You could play the. You could play the tape back, and you'll hear me say it. All right. Welcome, Yaakov. You came at the beginning of a Mishnah, so in a way, it's a good time to come in. So we're on Ayin Vav and Beis on line 4. Okay, you want to say something, Yosef?
Yes, he says that bond with the Ish Kavachomer, they agree with him
all the Kavachomer, or just this narrow one? Well, it's certainly narrow one they agree with. So. I mean, the other ones, they were the ones who were propounding the other Kavachomers. What do you mean? And the Bryces, they were the ones saying the Kavachomers, no? In other words, you're right. They were saying that, you're right. They were saying that there was a steerer with them. You're right about that. You're right. One second. Right. So the Ron speaks about that. Yeah. So on line 4 in the Ron, on page 152, so he says, So the second line, so he says, umach shuhacha, like they ask here, im kain dilav krom od rabban al rablezer, bekavachomer diday. So, but for the pasuk, the Chachamim would agree with Reb Lez's Kavachomer, my Mahadrili Mikvah Yochiyah. So what are they saying in this argument about the Mikvah Yochiyah? Remember, we had the first Brisa that, you know, one side, one argument leads me this way, one argument leads the other way. They agree with his Kavachomer, according to Ela Dikra Kedarshi. The Ikalam Eimar, the Hachiyam relates. This is the way you have to say they were saying to him. Lo Titchol Gnafshcha, the Mikvah Drasha Dilan, Mishum Kavachomer Didat. In other words, don't focus on your kavachomer. The mikvah yochiyach the ikum lemeidan kavachomer va'atikra va'afke. And he says, in other words, don't try to like argue out of our arguments. This kavachomer, the other kavachomer, you have counter arguments. He says, the mikvah. He says the ikum lemeidan kavachomer va'atikra va'afke. The mikvah sheinu matzil midrashin afkalan v'yativen ogeben ablatam mitma hilomer afilu hein b'tol kamayim. He says, right. So he says, So he's saying like this, that the psukim, in other words, are kavachomers, but the psukim are right. The psukim are setting the grounds. That's the psukim are guiding us into what the case is. And here too, it was initially we thought they didn't think it was a good kavachomer. In other words, so the proof is really that by mikvah the pasuk is overriding whatever kavachomer. In other words, right? I agree with the pasuk. Right. The pasuk can go. Okay. All right, so let me go on to the next Mishnah and welcome Yaakov. So on line 4, on page 152, on 9 Bavim Beis, okay? So Manitin, Afar Nedarim Kol Hayom. Now we said that a husband or a father can revoke his daughter or his wife's Nedarim, but he has to do it that day that she makes it. So he could do it that whole day. Yesh B'davar L'Hakel U'L'Hakmir. So there's an aspect of Kula and Chumra. And so you can do it that day. Now, the Ron is going to say, well, it's not really Kula V'chumra. Kula V'chumra means the two alternatives are, let's say the wife makes a neder at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday. One side, which we'll see sometime, hold that you got 24 hours to be made for the neder. The other side is you only have till the end of the day. So if I say I only have till the end of the day, it doesn't, as compared to the 24 hours, it's not Kula and Chumra. In other words, right. In other words, kula would mean that I end up with more time than the 24 hours. That never happens. But it means, like you're saying, it just means that sometimes it works out longer and sometimes shorter. If she makes the netter like the night before, I have 24 hours or 23 hours. If she makes it towards sunset the next day, then I only have an hour. He says, Ketzad nadraba leile Shabbat. If she makes the netter on Friday night, yafer leile Shabbat will be a mashbat ashtesha. So you can do Hafart Nedarim on Friday night, and he can do the Hafart Nedarim on Shabbos until nightfall. Now, the Gemara is going to say, and the Rad is going to explain that he gives it on Shabbos to teach me that a husband can do Hafart Nedarim on Shabbat. And we'll see, there's going to be a question, does it have to, you know, relate to Shabbos or not? Does it have to be Sorech Shabbos? But we do, well, normally, let's say with a She'ela, you know, so we'll see. In other words, In other words, if I go to a Bezdin to release me from a neder on Shabbos, then it has to have a Tzorach Shabbos involved. Otherwise, Bezdin. I understand. So the question is Hafar Nedarim like Shayla? Now, we'll see, he's going to say in a minute, not yet, but in the next half, he says, in other words, do I say that the reason I can't do with the Shilz Chacham because it looks like Bezdin meeting on Shabbos, or it could be that the time is not over. In other words, there's no time limit when doing a Shela, but there is a time limit for Hafara. So maybe I'm allowed to do Hafara on Shabbos. That's the question. So the question is, do I say Hafara is like Shela or not? In other words, She'ela has to be the Tzor of Shabbos. So do I say Hafar will be the same way? So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Nadra im chashecha, if she makes an eder towards nightfall on Shabbos afternoon, meferat shlo techshan. He has to do the Hafar, revoke the vow before nightfall. Shim chashcha v'lo yifer nifol afer. If nightfall comes and didn't do it, then he's out of gas. She's out of gas. Everybody's out of gas. All right, let's do with the Ran. You know, look in the Mishnah in the Ran. Manitin afar nedarim kol yom, yom ashmiyam. This is 8 lines above where it gets medium wide in the run. says lav dafka lahak lahakmi isn't literally lahak lahakmi here. The little shaykh kru the chumra hakam el lahaki kamar panishlo nuva sometimes longer panish zmanu muat is shorter. But puki meit lei viol mizmanu shabbat as opposed to meit lei, which you always get 24 hours. This in the go till nightfall. Sometimes less time, sometimes more time. The drabba leli shabbat who din mechol. It would be the same thing during the week. By the nakat shabbat, the fact that Tana mentions Shabbos. Milta Agavorcha Kamashval and the Fir Nadarim B'Shabbat. He's teaching me that you're allowed to do a part in the Dhamma Shabbat. The Afpi Shainu Tzorach HaShabbat, Yudaykina B'Gmara. Even though it's not Tzorach Shabbos, the Tan is teaching me that I could do a part in the Dharma on Shabbat. He says, Nadra B'Lilah Shabbat, but Nisa Tomei, if you're B'Lilah Shabbat, Yom Shabbat, Teshach, Bainam Lahakel. That means I have more time. Nadra B'Chashecha, Shinadra B'Shabbat, Simach L'Chashecha, Mefer Achto Teshach, he could do Mefer up till nightfall. Final lahachmi, a very little time. Uvedin who litni enu mayfair elach techshach. What is he saying? Yeah, he says kimid lahachmi or kitani lahachitana haylishna from shaych betfei ma'id masayim milta shim kadam kodem chashech ashim at masayim milta shim kodem chashech alohi fair inu chol afair dashmin b'haylishna mafir nedarim b'shabbat afilu. In other words, he's saying the Tana here is teaching me, and we'll see this in the Gemara later on, or the Gemara is going to have this discussion, that it must be that you can do a fart in the Dharmi even if it's not for Tzorach Shabbos. Because if she makes a neder, right, like 10 minutes before Shabbos is over, so what Tzorach Shabbos can be involved in doing a fart in the Dharmi at that point in time? If the Tana teaches me, he could do a fart in the Dharmi late Shabbos afternoon. So it must be that it could do a fart in the Dharma even if it's not for Tzorach Shabbos. In other words, the Gemara has a question, or will have a question. If I do a fart in the Dharma on Shabbos, does that have to be for Tzorach Shabbos or not? Does it have? No, in other words, the woman made a neder. Does the existence of that neder prevent her from fully enjoying Shabbos the way Shabbos should be done? Or can I do a fart of any neder on Shabbos? So Ran is saying that this halach in the Mishnah is, and the Tana is putting it there, is to illustrate that it doesn't have to be for Tzorach Shabbos, because he gives the example that she makes the neder right before Shabbos is over, and the husband, right. So 10 minutes before Shabbos is over, she makes the neder, and the husband has to revoke it that moment. How would Tzorach Shabbos could that be? So he's teaching me. So that's why he says he throws in all this language. He's saying that so it doesn't have to be Tzorach Shabbos. Okay, now let's see the Gemara and then we'll go on. Now, we're going to see, wait, be patient. Now, so the Gemara says, Tanya, Hafar Nadarim Kol Yom. So we learn the Brisa, so the Tana Kama says that Hafar Nadarim, you get the whole day till the end of the day. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar Bar Shimon Amru Me'et Lei. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon say you get 24 hours from the time she makes the neder. So he says, "My Tamid Tana Kama." What's the reason that the Tana Kama says you only get that day? So Amar Kra B'Yom Shamo. He says, "V'im Hachareisha Hachrisha Yisha B'Yom Shamo." If the husband will be silent on the day he hears of it, then that's it. So till the end of the day, Rabbanan My Tamayu. What's the reason for the Chachamim, i.e., Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon? He says, "Dechtiv miyom el yom." He says, So he says, "Miyom el yom" means a 24-hour period. I don't have the pasuk in front of me. I do. One second. So it says, "One second." Okay. Yeah. He says, "Miyom el yom." If her husband will be silent, "Miyom el yom." He says. So the beginning pasuk says he's makrish miyom yom. The other pasuk says hechrish la biyom shamo. So they darshan miyom yom, like from one day to the next day at the same time. So with the Tana Kama hakim miyom yom. So what is Tana Kama with miyom yom? He says you only have biyom shamo. It's tzrich di biyom shamo. If I only have biyom shamo, I have a mina b'imam in b'leil yelo. I would say that you can only revoke the neder during the day, not during the night. Kiv miyom el yom means miyom el yom, he takes it like a full day. Like a full day, in other words, there is possible you get a full day to revoke the neder if she makes it in the evening. Ulamadamar miyom el yom, so the opinion, the two chachamim who say that it's 24 hours, Hakti b'yom shamo, but it says b'yom shamo the day you heard it, it's trich. Dikti b'yom yom, if it only said b'yom yom, habamina mechad b'shaba l'chad b'shaba, lefer lo. I would think that you get a whole week. Yom el yom, I would say not from one day to the next at the same time. Right. So on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Shemini the Neder, I have a whole week till next Sunday at 2 o'clock. So it says, Ketiv B'yom Shamo. Okay, so we have the Tzutzdadim. Now, the next few lines of the Gemara, there's different ways of learning them, and we'll go through two ways. So Am Rav Shimon Pazi, Am Rav Shimon Levi, Ein Halacha Koto Azot. So Rav Shimon Pazi says, Am Rav Shimon Levi, the halacha does not follow the 24-hour. In other words, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. Right, that's one way of learning. Levi Savar, Lamebad, Kahani Tanoi. Levi thought he would conduct himself like those Tanayim. So Amalei Rav, so Rav said to Levi, Hachi Mar Chavidi, this is what my uncle, Rabbi Chiya, said, Ein Alach Oto Azud. Alach does not follow those pair of Chachamim. Now we'll do two more lines and we'll go back. Chiya Bar Rav, Shadi Gira Ubadi. So Lechora, the way I'm learning now, this next line doesn't seem to relate to the previous lines. Chiya Bar Rav, Shadi Gira Ubadi. Chiya Bar Rav would be shooting arrows, and he would examine somebody who wanted to have Hatarat Nedarim. Meaning, we learned already that there's two grounds for Hatarat Nedarim. You could have a Harata or a Peta. So Harata is easier, the two. In other words, he regrets it, but it means he was acting under like an emotional distress, whatever. But for a Peta, I need to probe and find out that there was a misapprehension of some facts. And had he realized these facts, he never made the netter. So the Gemara Lechora, according to this Malach, is saying the Chibarav Shadigi Rubadik. In other words, he would be just doing a charat. He'd be busy shooting arrows and examining the person. I don't need a lot of focus. Rabbi Barav Huna Yafi Bekayim. Rabbi Huna would be standing and sitting, and he says, if you look at the last line of the Ran, Shem Bedak Bitabar, Omi the Yoshe Kalisham Zamanla, whichever way it happened. He wasn't. Right. Now, the only thing is, now, one second. Right. Okay, now, there's another way to learn these lines in the Gemara. Let me read the lines in the Ran, and then we'll do the Rush, okay? So look, four lines from the bottom in the Ran. Chavivi, one second. Yeah. Chavivi, Reb Chiya Shea Dodo Shel Rav, V'Kaimelan Hachi, Dafar Nedarim Kol Yom, V'Tulok Stam Anitin. In other words, we hold that you just get that day, like Stam Mishnah. Chiya Rav Shadigir Vibadik, Agav Rara De Rav Maiti Hacha Hadachiya Barav Shadigir. In other words, so we mentioned Rav, she's mentioning a story about Chiya Barav, his son. He says that he would shoot an arrow, Ubadik, Yibochei Amitasek, Lerod Chitzim, he's busy shooting arrows. So he would ask the person, do you regret having made this nether? And he matired savar putkim charatim. You didn't have to put a lot of effort into it. Yaktiv and koyim. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was sitting and standing. Whichever way it happened, he would be doing this. Now, if you look at the Rush, let's look at the Rush. Let me say it outside first. Now, the Rush is going to quote another Girsa that says that the Malach and the Gemara is not that Ein Halacha Koto Azog, but just the opposite. Halacha Koto Azog. The Halacha follows the pair of Tanayim who said you get 24 hours. Now, if you look at the Rush, you see the Rush says Ein Halacha Koto Azog? Everybody have it? The six very wide line in the Rush. Yaakov, do you have it? You do or do not? And Daniel, you have it? Dan, you do or do not? No, I don't do listening. You do. No, please, they don't need a safer. Come on. Let's go. You have the Rush or not?
No.
You have the Rush on your page.
No, he's behind. He's catching up.
Wait, I'm catching up.
All right. But you have it for him, right? Okay. So let's see back on the Gemara. It says, Ein Halacha Koto Azog. This is going with this mouth the same way. Mishum the Rabbi Ninu. He says, that it's Rich Lemifsak Lo Kivatayu. In other words, why do you have to say in Alach Kivatayu that the Rabbi, not just one person's two, he says Omishum the Krab Kivatayu Dekatimiyamayam. Or the Pasuk, sounds pretty strong, the argument they have. So he says the Alach is not like them. V'yesh svarim gorsin halacha koto azog. So then the Rush says some svarim have the girsa, the halacha does follow that zog, that it is 24 hours. Mishum, the b'shilai shabbat garsinan, behilchata far nadar, mi'et la'et. There's another, there's Gemara Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara says that you have hafar nadarim, the halacha is you have 24 hours. There's Gemara Masechet Shabbos that way. You have 24 hours. Umefarshi, sabar lemebad kihani tanai, perush, tana demanitin, betana kama de baraita, the amri kolayom. So, let me read the Gemara the way the Rush is going to say it, then we'll see the Rush in a minute, okay? So, let's go back to the Gemara. So, the Rush is saying like this, that the Gemara reads, Amrishim Pazi, Amrishim Levi, Halacha Koto Azug. Halacha follows that it's 24 hours. Levi Savar, Lemebat Kani Tanoi, Levi thought he would follow not the 24 hour Shita. Kani Tanoi is the Tanakama and the Tan of our Mishnah. And the Tanakama of the Brisa and the Tan of our Mishnah, they hold that you get that day. So Levi thought he's going to do just till the end of the day. Says Amalei Rav Hathimar Chavibi Ein Alacha Alacha Koto Azug. My uncle says Alacha is like the Zug that it is 24 hours. In other words, don't cut it short. You get 24 hours. Then Chibarav Shadigira Ubari. So the way the Rush is going to explain it, this relates to the Gemara that Chibarav, his wife made a neder, and the wife, I guess, is relying on Hibarav to be made for the neder, and he wasn't happy with it. So he put an arrow in the ground to see where the sun was, like a sundial, so to know, right, so the next day he'll be made for the neder. And he didn't want to be made for the neder right away. He wanted the wife to kind of sweat it out a little bit. So he put the arrow in. He says, Rabbi Baravuna Yati Bekoim. Rabbi Baravuna stood up to see where the shadow was and sat down. His wife also made a neder. And he wanted to, but he didn't want to be made for the neder right away. Right, in other words, it's like he's looking to see what the time is. So they don't have watches. He's seeing where the shadow is. Okay, let's look back in the Rush, and then we'll see in the Rush more. Okay, now.
So the Rush does not have the word
ain. No, well, the Rush has two girsas, but he says one girsa is not ain halacha. The halacha girsa is halacha. Okay, back in the Gemara. So he says here, let me go back to the Yesh Farm, the Gorsin. Okay, so. This we did about Shabbos. That we said in the Gemara that Levi thought he would do like those Tanaim. Levi thought he would do according to this Malach just till the end of the day. He says, so this is my uncle says, oh, the halacha follows those tanaim who see at 24 hours. But Fili Garcina ain't halacha katoa zug, but Sila Neymar, the stam of the Shas, Palig, Adar Rabbi Shimon Levi. And even if we say that he said, ain't halacha katoa zug, so it's just Mechulak of what Rabbi Shimon Levi says, which is halacha katoa zug. It was from Garcina Hacha, Chia Barav, Yishtafares, when his wife would make a neder, lo yamatir miyad, he wouldn't be matir the neder immediately. El yashotek lekantara, he'd be silent because like she wanted to give her a little stress. He the way I wrote selekay nedra, as if maybe I want to kind of neder. He says by zorek chetz bekotel, he would throw an arrow or shoot an arrow into the wall. Lechavein b'tzeil sheatil lemakrato kodeshiyul tomakom, and then he would look where the shadow from the arrow was, and the next day he would be matir it, you know, before it got to that time. Then Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Habakoi leda midat silo to see where his shadow was. Lechavein bo lemakrat, and was from the Garcina and ain alacho tozug imikom okal lekam b'shvaitin. But the Rush says, according to, if I say it the other way, the first way I did it when I learned the Gemara, so then it's got nothing to do with the previous sugya. And indeed, when it says that, he says that then you have to say he wants to say differently. He wants not the way I explained it originally. He says that Chibarab, he says, sorry, says that Rabbi Baravuna Yaki Bekayim, which sit and stand, and for Hafar Nadarim, it relates to Sugin. Tomorrow's daf, do you have to be sitting when you do the Hafar Nadarim, or can you stand? So that relates to that, and should be later on, is what he's saying. All right, let us do a few more lines. Do any questions come to us that we did?
How can we follow that last time that you only have till the end of the day?
So first, it's not so pashut about this. One second. So so we said that way, right? But yeah. But you know, I'll send a minute. Okay. He says here, yeah, although the Gemara presents a dispute whether a father or husband has to the end of the day or a full 24 hours, this is from the Daf Digest. The Shulchan Aruch rules in accordance with the statement of the Gemara Lach does not follow the opinion that gives 24 hours. Although the Rush mentions that in the text some earlier authorities said the Lach follows the opinion the last 24 hours, nonetheless, it's appropriate to follow the strict opinion only allowed until the end of the day. The opinion found in the Mishnah, which contains the father at the end of the day, gives the following case as an example. If we did this already. Now, the Tosfos Chadashim cites earlier commentators who explain that since Konam is a Korban-related term, one may have thought the vows should follow. Okay, so that's that piece. So he says, the reason the Mishnah gives this example about the dark on Shabbos is it's based on the verse, Vayera Vayivoker, it was night, it was day, fine. Okay, so that's the way the halakha is coming out, that we're paskening the more stringent way. Now, okay, the Tosfos Chadashim cites earlier commentators who explain since Konam is a Korban-related term, one may have thought the vows should follow the pattern of Korbanot, where the night follows the day. Consequently, it's necessary to teach the vows do not follow that pattern. In other words, the Talmud of the Mishnah says, if she makes a neder at night, so you have that night and the following day. So this is farther saying, if the Dharma related to Korbanot, how does it work by Korbanot? So Korbanot are offered from the morning, and then the time and go till the night. In other words, the Yom is the Lila's whole life of our Yom by Korbanot. So then, if I would say that the Dharma followed Korbanot, I would say, you know, the end of the day would be at Amor HaShachar. That would be the end of the day. What makes the end of the day like sunset? Maybe the end of the day should be Amor HaShachar. What is the end of the day? So he says, the reason vows do not follow the pattern of Korban is that vows are equated with oaths. True, oaths are not associated with Korban at all. Therefore, since oaths follow the pattern of the day following the night, vows also follow the same pattern. The Chasam Sofer suggests the phrase Minyom El Yom, from day to day, could have been misinterpreted to mean from Amor HaShachar to Amor HaShachar. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that vows follow the pattern of Shabbos where day follows the night. In other words, why does the Tanna give me this example about Shabbos? The reason the day of vows are not set by Amor HaShachar is that the Parsha of vows is juxtaposed to the Parsha of Yom Tovim. In other words, first we have Parsha's Pinchas, then we have Parsha's Matot. So in Parsha's Pinchas, you have all the Yom Tovim. Then you have the next Parsha's Matot, which begins with Nedarim. So he's saying it's therefore it's following Yom Tovim, just like Yom Tovim, the day follows the night, so too by Nedarim. Therefore, the day of vows will follow the day of Yom Tovim, where the day follows the night. Okay, let me do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, everybody. I don't think we're going to do a few more lines in the Gemara. Go ahead.
We have a and we have a Petah. Right. So number one, the person himself can come and present the Petah. So Rabbi, for the following reason, if I would have known the following, so you don't have to go and
But even if the person presents it, the Chacham has to analyze, is that a good Petah or not?
He has to say if it's a good enough
Petah. In other words, he's saying, I have Petah. So what were you thinking? What is this Petah? It's a couple more complicated. Right, let me do a few lines, then we'll call it a day, and then there'll be a for night. Okay, so an Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. Okay. So Tanana Tam, we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbat, we can do Hafar Nedarim B'Shabbat, V'Neshalim Nedarim Shin Nesorach HaShabbat. And we can do She'elis Nedarim, means go to a Beis Din or a Chacham to do Hatar Nedarim, if it's for Tzorach HaShabbos. Now, the $64,000 question is going to be, when it says Tzorach HaShabbos, is that referring to everything that's in the Mishnah, including Hafar Nedarim? Or is the Tzorach HaShabbos only referring to the Sheilas Nedarim? Everybody got it or not? Okay, let's look at the Ran. We'll do the second line. Nefirim Nedarim B'Shabbat Tzorach HaShabbat. Had the Katani the Tzorach HaShabbat. At Kulam Anitim Koi. It refers to the whole Mishnah. The Afilu Afara Daf with Tzorach HaShabbat. Even Afara. Odilma Afilu Shlod Tzorach HaShabbat. Or maybe the Afara doesn't have to be Tzorach HaShabbos. Lo Kai Yala Sheilam Mishum Dekim Tzorach Chacham. Why would be the argument that it would only be Shaila? He says the Kimsar Chacham or Shosha Yoto, since I need a Chacham or three plain people, Mechse Katina looks like Din. So there's a Din that a Bezdin can't meet on Shabbos, and that part of it is related to, I think, writing on Shabbos. But Inami should show Shaila. Or in the alternative, I could just say that for a Bezdin, that there's no clock ticking. So if you could do it on Shabbos or during the week, do it during the week. We don't want to do it during on Shabbos. Okay, so let's see two more lines in the Gemara. So Yibai Lahu, the few and Darim b'Shabbat with Sarach HaShabbat. So then now the Gemara asked the question, which he mentioned earlier. So Yibai Lahu, the few and Darim b'Shabbat with Sarach HaShabbat. So can I be made in Darim b'Shabbat with Sarach HaShabbat? Or Dilma, if you're stolen Sarach. Does that be the Sarach? Or can be stolen Sarach? So Tashima, the Tani Rav Zuti, the Bei Rav Papi. So Rav Zuti, from the basement of Rav Papi, taught the following Braisa, Ein Nefarim Nedarim with Sarach HaShabbat. That Hafar Nedarim only has to be with Sarach HaShabbat. So the Gemara is going to have a whole Shach Batari about this, but I think I'll leave it until tomorrow. Okay, now, let me see what I have here. Say again. Hafar Nedarim is only the husband or the father. That's all Hafar Nedarim is. All right, now, all right, I think I'm going to call it a day. Okay, wait. What? Yeah, it worked out that way. Okay, all right, one second.
Do we have 5 more minutes for questions?
No. Yeah.
Has it a story?